Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Sunnyvale-based Yahoo just got a buyout offer from Microsoft worth $44.5 billion. Could this be a knight in shining armor for Yahoo? The company just announced plans to lay off 1,000 people and radically reorganize its business plan. Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, that's not love you smell in the air, but gunpowder. After weeks of Yahoo ignoring more delicate overtures, Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer essentially took his bid public with an official offer letter to the board yesterday. Hollywood glitz characterized the debate between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama last night, but as LA Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports, the forum was also full of substance.
The survivors of a nearly year-long Democratic presidential bid arrived in sunny Los Angeles to this. While the Republican debate the night before was quiet and orderly, last night's Democratic debate was anything but. Supporters for Barack Obama outnumbered Clinton supporters at the Kodak Theater, and they let their presence be known. The annual sight of the Oscars felt like the day of the Oscars. Tons of screaming fans, celebrities walking through the courtyard, flashing cameras. But for all the pandemonium outside, the debate inside was surprisingly civil. Clinton and Obama, after an all-out verbal war with each other at the South Carolina debate, were almost deferential to each other last night.
I was friends with Hillary Clinton before we started this campaign. I will be friends with Hillary Clinton after. This campaign is over.
Incredibly, there was no bickering between the two candidates throughout the 90-minute debate, and that meant more time to focus on the issues. One of them, health care, took up a good portion of the event. Clinton carefully outlined her universal health care plan, saying she wanted to give Americans the same level of care that members of Congress receive.
And the way it covers all of those who wish to participate in the congressional plan is that it will provide subsidies. And it will also cap premiums, something that is really important because we want to make sure that it is affordable for all.
Obama, who seemed to have a more difficult time outlining his plan, made it clear he didn't want to cap premiums, but to lower premiums by an average of $2,500 per family. He also advocated negotiating the plan on C-SPAN so that Americans could watch the deliberations with insurance and pharmaceutical company lobbyists, something that was done in secret in 1993 when then First Lady Clinton was in similar negotiations. Moving to another topic, Clinton characterized her stance on illegal immigration as a stricter one than that of Obama, who favors giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants.
I believe that in many parts of our country, because of employers who exploit undocumented workers and drive down wages, there are job losses. And I think we should be honest about that.
Obama laid out an amnesty plan for illegal immigrants.
If we have registered them, if they have paid a fine, if they are learning English, if they are going to the back of the line, if we fix our legal immigration system, then I believe we will not have this problem.
Sherry Bebich Jeffy, a senior scholar at USC, felt the debate was thorough enough to help undecided voters with their choices. Who did she think did a better job?
By just a touch, Hillary Clinton. She was more specific. She projected a larger grasp of the problems and of the solutions.
In a word, says Bebich Jeffy, Clinton seemed more presidential. Californians will decide who they think should be the next president next Tuesday. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
How did last night's debate play with rank-and-file voters? Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca watched the event with a dozen Democrats in Fresno.
The Central Valley is known as a Republican stronghold, but the city of Fresno itself is actually fairly evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. A dozen Fresno Democratic Party activists and their friends, mostly retired professionals, gathered at the home of Nancy and Gary Greaser last night. As they walked in the front door, they took a straw poll. They wrote down which candidate they'd been supporting before the debate and put the slip of paper in a metal bowl.
Then after you watch the debate, then we're going to ask you if you're still voting the same.
Throughout the evening, there was a lot of nodding and even some applause for each candidate.
And, you know, it did take a Clinton to clean after the first Bush, and I think it might take another one to clean up after the
Good tagline.
Nancy Greaser slipped away toward the end of the debate to pull a veggie combo pizza out of the oven for her guests.
Time to take them out.
She was an Edwards supporter. Now she's got to find another candidate to vote for. She's most concerned about the war in Iraq and liked what she heard last night.
My heart right now is with Barack Obama. Right, the things that he says tug at me and are talking about correcting so many of the things that Bush has done to our country.
Sarah Sackstetter, a retired nurse, says she was disappointed the debate didn't get at some of the questions she cares most about, global warming and energy, for example. She says she's still not sure who she'll vote for on Tuesday, but this time around, Hillary Clinton got her attention.
Hillary was very impressive, and when I walked in tonight, I really thought that I was probably going to vote for Obama because he is bringing in young voters, and I think that's of incredible importance. It's a hard call, I think.
When the debate was over, Nancy Greaser announced the results of the straw poll. Before gathering around the TV, there were 5 votes for Obama, 3 for Clinton, 3 for Edwards, and 1 for Kucinich. And after the debate,
9 for Barack Obama, and 3 for Hillary Clinton.
There we go.
That's kind of interesting.
So in this very unscientific sample of 12 Fresno Democrats, at least 3 people who had supported other candidates chose Obama after watching last night's debate. But these Democratic Party activists say they'll work hard to campaign for whoever wins Tuesday's primary. Come November, what matters most to them is making sure a Democrat wins the White House. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
Whether you're a voter or a kid planning to vote when you turn 18, the California Report's got you covered this election season. Check out the full archive of our political stories online. You'll find a link at our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Friday, February 1st, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our team includes Danny Bringer, Howard Gelman, Seal Muller, Tom Krimkowski, Rory Gallagher, June Stinson, Ali Tabatabai, Leanne Lucetta, Kat Snow, Pat Flynn, Victoria Malione, Erica Kelly, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Teachers Association, because every child deserves a chance to learn, and no child succeeds alone. More information is available at cta.org. And the Wesley Foundation, for coverage of immigration issues throughout California.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.